who flies across the street from my window. We're safe inside.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. Guys, I can't believe it. We're in April already. That's so crazy. So we are in our final week of class. So if I remember correctly, we do have class until next Tuesday, but today's Tuesday, so I guess we have exactly one more week until summer hits. I'm so excited, and it has truly been a very long but very short semester. It's quite awkward to phrase it that way, but I can't believe it's already finishing up, and I'm so glad that the weather is also clearing up. It seems like starting probably a couple days ago, we've been seeing a lot more sun lately, and that's always great. So I believe that the weather is going to be warming up soon. There's a lot of sun today outside, so it's beautiful out. Great day to go out for a walk and just enjoy the fresh air. You know, considering that there was a lot of rain lately, so I'm assuming that the air quality is magnificent. For today's episode, I'm going to get it a little bit lighter. So we're going to first start off with a couple fun facts, kind of easing our way into the episode. And I have a couple songs that I've lined up for you guys today. We've been doing a lot of interviews, a lot of movie reviews throughout the couple weeks, so maybe it's time to kind of ground ourselves, at least for my show, and relax a bit with a little bit of music and some fun facts, and really ease our way into our final week of class. Considering that it is our final week of class, I imagine that many students are overwhelmed possibly by a lot of assignments and studying for exams. Guys, I really hope that it all ends successfully. Good luck to you all. And just remember, just one more week, or I guess one more month since exams. So a little bit more and we get to enjoy the lovely summer. Good luck to everybody. I think we're finished with our CITR and Discorder events as well. New leadership representatives have been elected at CITR. So stay excited for next year and for what's to come. Some amazing, very, very talented people have been elected for leadership this year. So if I were you, I'd be very excited and looking forward to another great year here at CITR and Discorder. Keep in mind, everybody, that trainings are still going on this week. I think this week is the last week. So if you haven't signed up and you want to do some training, feel free to sign up. Do a training. I'm doing the technical training for this semester, so if you're interested in that at all, sign up and we get to go on air and have some fun and learn about the technical aspect of radio. All right, so before we get started, let's get through some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and we'll get right into today's episode. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
If the news are getting you down, or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at massybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CIDR 1.0.1.9 FM.
I love CIDR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Emit Flows in London CTITRY1.9 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about it
because it's true for me. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are all doing very well. Like I said, we are into our last week of school, last week of classes to be exact, and then final exam season is going to begin soon. So I really wish you guys all good luck, and especially at times like this where you are stressful, there's a lot of assignments to go through, a lot of studying, you have to be able to take care of yourself as well. Your mental health is just as important as any other goal or success that you're trying to strive for. So please, please take care of yourself. Spend some time with some friends and family, you know, even though you're really deep into studying, you know, create some time to rest, take breaks, hang out, do something you like, and really give yourself that time to recharge from all the hard work that you're going to be putting into towards the final moments of this semester. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very excited for the summer. Congratulations to anybody who will be graduating with me this year. This is going to be my last week of my undergrad, and it's very bizarre to think about. You know, now that I look back, you know, 4 years, it's so crazy to think that I've already come so far, and most of you guys have come very far as well. If you guys are in my position, or if you're not, you know, maybe you're just finishing up your first year, congratulations as well. It really is not an easy journey, but I got to say that it is a very fulfilling and very, you feel, you know, satisfied with this long journey that you end up going through. So, you know, sometimes you might think that this is getting a little too tough, or, you know, you're experiencing a lot of hardship. From someone who has really, really experienced some tough things throughout the 4 years, I promise you it will pass and you will get through it one way or another. And so just have some faith with yourself and really trust in yourself and your ability to go through and persevere through these times. And it's really all about that trust and that belief to really go through. And I think it's a very healthy mindset too, to think about that, you know, you really are not alone. There's a lot of friends, there's a lot of your peers who are going through, if not the same thing that you are. You know, having that community and really communicating with others helps with overcoming those hardships. Being a student is not easy. It's not an easygoing process. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to juggle at once, whether it's your extracurriculars or your personal life and your part-time job. But through that, you really get a taste of what it's like to really time manage your schedule. And you also get an appreciation for how valuable your time is and how valuable it is to develop that time managing skill. I think that's probably one of the most valuable and the most used skill that I have been, that I've acquired throughout the 4 years during my undergrad, is being able to break down the time that you have. It's not really about finding time and really squeezing everything in. It's just about realizing and recognizing the time that you have currently and how you can utilize it to the best of your ability. And really recognizing that you don't need to do everything. You know, you just need to fit what is right for you and what's right for your schedule. And, you know, anything that you just try to forcefully put in together, it just won't work as smoothly, or you won't be able to produce the best results that you want to. What I realized is that by recognizing how much time I have, what kind of time I have, and really just weighing the tasks that I need to complete and just combining them into a schedule, it really just gives myself some room to breathe. You know, sometimes you get really overwhelmed by all those assignments and tasks when they all pile up and they're right in front of your eyes. It gets overwhelming and it's very scary sometimes. So really just going it one by one, you know, one task to another, and scheduling that throughout your schedule would really help with kind of putting everything into perspective and giving you a little bit more confidence into tackling those tasks. All right, that was a lot of information on how to kind of go through the final moments of the semester. But you know what? If you've gone this far, I strongly believe that you can go a little bit more farther and persevere a little bit more. And I'm sure that you will get the reward of really enjoying the lovely summer with, you know, amazing people that you care about and you love. Because I think that's kind of what it's all about. You know, working hard is all great and all, but, you know, what is everything without the people you love and the people that you want to hang out with and you feel caring and loving towards? So good luck, everybody. I'm sure you guys can all do it. You know, I'm here with you guys. Although I don't get to hear your voices, I believe that you guys are out there and listening and hopefully getting some sort of encouragement by me. But of course, if you want to have a conversation with me in my show, or, you know, it doesn't need to be a long one, you can always call the number 604-822-2487, and I would be more than happy to have a conversation, short or long, with you, because I really do want to connect with my audience and really hear your guys' stories. Because, you know, my whole platform, I really just want to have it open to anyone who has a story to tell. And I don't think there is no big or small story. Everyone's story is as valuable and worth hearing. So, yeah, that's the number. And why don't we get into the more easygoing or the more entertaining topics per se. So we're going to go through some fun facts. We have not been going through fun facts in a while. Like I said, a lot of the episodes that we've been having a couple weeks now have been content heavy, whether it's movie reviews or interviews of people and the careers. And although I really, really enjoy those, and I'm sure you guys do as well, sometimes we need to relax and just think about small funny things. Like the first fun fact I've got for you guys is the oldest living animal on Earth is a 192-year-old tortoise named Jonathan. I can't even put into perspective, you know, 192 years old. The question I would like to ask this tortoise, the first thing that came up to my mind was I wanted to interact with this tortoise here on what sort of things he saw throughout close to the two centuries he's lived. That is insane. 192 years old is basically living two lifetimes, approximately. Considering that everybody may live around their 90s, this tortoise has lived almost an equivalent to two human lives, full lives. And I always wonder what kind of experiences this tortoise has experienced. What are the things he's seen? You know, I'm sure that he's been moving around a lot. I mean, considering 192 years old, I don't believe that the first caretaker is still his caretaker, because that would probably be a world record in terms of how long a human can live. But, you know, I think that's a really interesting fun fact, because in a way, the tortoise is history. He is part of a very, very long history. Like, you know, all of us, we are all part of some sort of history. You know, we are living through time, and so we're living through the past, and that past becomes history, and those memories are, I guess, are part of that that history, I guess, that we've kind of experienced. So we all have those unique, distinct memories that are in our head that we remember that are part of the past. And I think that's the beauty of kind of living and kind of going through time. So yeah, that's the question I want to ask the tortoise. You know, what sort of experiences? What are the most bizarre things you've seen? You know, I guess these are kind of the animals that I would like to interact with. You know, some animals that have real experience. And I guess, quote unquote, real experience. I mean, how much more experience can you get? Living 192 years is insane. But yeah, that's the first fun fact. We're going to move on to the next one. It's that the deepest part of the ocean is approximately 3,876 feet down. If I remember correctly, I've done a fun fact similar to this, where we have probably explored, I believe it was somewhere less than 1% or maybe 5%, but I feel like less than 1% might be accurate in terms of the ocean. That's how big the ocean is. And considering that the deepest part is 35,876 feet down, that's a very, very deep ocean. Now, for those of you who are at home who want some sort of perspective on how deep the ocean is, Mount Everest is 29,032 feet tall. 12 Empire State Buildings are 2,818 feet each. This is insanely deep. And another fun fact would be that 7 miles deep, which means you drop something down there, it would take over 1 hour to reach the bottom due to water resistance. So now that you know that it is very deep and that the ocean has a lot more to explore, we all know that we might not. I mean, some point in our lives, we will probably be able to explore everything in the ocean. But so far, it seems that this is the deepest we can go. A follow-up question from this would be, what would be the machine or the technology that is available in this time, 2025, that would be able to survive this sort of depth to record this information? Because the farther longer you go inside water, the higher the pressure gets and the more dangerous it becomes. Also, keep in mind that the more you go under the ocean, the less and less light is able to puncture through the water. So it's going to be pitch black. So I've always wondered what sort of machine and technology that's available in this year currently that would be able to gather this sort of information on the depths and on the content, on the creatures that's currently living in the ocean. All right, so we're moving on to the next fact. This is another animal fact, and it is that silverback gorillas can lift over 1,763 pounds. Now, consider this. if you get this information of 1,763 pounds, if we put this information into perspective, the strongest weight, the person, the world record human deadlift is 1,104 pounds. This person has trained their whole life to lift just weights and really just train their whole life to lift as heavier weights as possible and earn the title of being the strongest man in the world. Yet this silverback gorilla, who appears isn't even the strongest silverback gorilla, can lift more than the strongest human deadlift world record by 650 pounds. That is, I mean, now you guys know that this is just animals and creatures. They are just in a different world of strength and ability compared to humans. And so now that you kind of know that sort of perspective, imagine if a gorilla, a silverback gorilla, were to be able to train like the world record holder human for however many years that took the human to lift 1,100 pounds, and imagine how much weight would that silverback gorilla be able to lift. It's almost unfathomable. All right, so the last fun fact that I have for you guys today would be the average person blinks 14 to 17 times per minute. When we learn about these fun facts about human bodies and the way that we operate, especially in terms of how we function, we tend to be more aware of these facts. For example, this blinking fact would make me think about and be more aware of how many times I blink. Yet, when we just live our daily lives, we don't really think about how many times we blink, or do we just recognize if we're blinking or not? It doesn't seem to affect our vision because it's just done unconsciously. And I think when we do put into or given this information, we tend to kind of count. And when we begin to consciously count these blinks, I believe, for me at least, when I tried doing it, it didn't go near 14 to 17 blinks. Maybe I blinked 5 or 6 or 7 times. And I think if I were just to have someone record this information onto me, maybe I probably would have blinked a bit more as well. So I guess when you're doing these sort of research about the human body and how it operates, I guess you would need a second party to record the information to have a more accurate result. But those are the questions and the fun facts that I've had prepared for you guys today. The last couple sections of today's episode, we're going to be bringing back some music, particularly from the band called The Glorious Sons. We're going to be listening to the album Glory. But before we do that, we have a caller in. Just so you know, you are being broadcasted on air. Would you like to introduce yourself? Oh, it seems like he has hung up. But yeah, why don't we get into the song for today? The first song that I have you guys is called Cellular. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. And I'll see you guys in a couple of minutes.
Just walking around, it looks like a sheep. baptized in a bachelor pad. Widowed once and never looked back. I wanna know, where did we start? I wanna know, what's in my heart?
That was Cellular by the Glorious Sons. Keep in mind that this is from the album called Glory. The next song I have for you guys is called House Lights. I hope you guys enjoy this one, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Pictures in your hallway, the sayings on your wall, your house light in the evening, it stays on all fall.
You weave me through your dreams. Just
All right, that was House Lights by the Glorious Sons. The next song is called Lightning Bolt. I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I will once again see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go. All right, the next song I have for you guys is called You Stay Young. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Here we go.
Wake up, sweating on the roof. Blood red sun, grab your pants, tie your shoes, do your buttons on the run. Run past the park where we play ground is in the dark. Past your old backyard, we would fight for careless, vicious art. Through the woods to the diamond with them Roman candles, fly into the tracks at the back where blood and steel go colliding. All them crashing summer nights, tattooed to them little lights. In the eyes of every man, they flicker on and off again. Look what you've done, hey, you proved me wrong. I get older and you stay young. Just like the turtles in your driveway, they just wake up and start crawling to the river without thinking at all. Now I live with the questions and I think too much. Sometimes in my sleep when I wake up, it feels like I took a part.
watching the dream house falling. I'm across the road calling, begging you to show your hand. The figure's on and off again. Look what you've done.
All right, that was You Stay Young by the Gloria Sons. The next song I have for you guys is called Time Will Rain Down on Me. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
I need you to hold.
That was Time Will Rain Down on Me. The last song I have for you guys is called Cosmic Beam. I hope you guys enjoy this final song, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
He crashed his car out into the light. Through the forest wall in the great divide. I hope that the ether tastes like summer rain, but you can't be sure of anything. He proper took St. Pete by the hand, told him that he understands. He met Huck Finn and he hatched himself a plan, but he couldn't get out. It was out of his hands. Next time. Himself shining through. Don't tell him that there's nothing to prove. Oh, hell, the mighty fool. In all hell, the cosmic beam. We hold it up from busted knees. Let no man take more than he needs. And be that the prayer that's hanging on a cosmic beam.
That was Cosmic Beam by the Glorious Sons. Those are all the songs that I have prepared for you all today in this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Today was just a more easygoing episode where we were just going through some fun facts and some songs. But next week, we're going to be bringing it back with some more content in terms of maybe reviewing or another interview. I guess you need to find out to attend. All right, so that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Jeff Lee, and I will see you all next week. Have a lovely afternoon, everybody.
This is Sad Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
The best rises are
what is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Profane, sacrilege. What are you playing? Have you no respect? Do you feel no reverence? And I feel sorry for you and your lack of soul.
Unbelievable, beyond the feasible, beyond your wildest dreams of everything achievable. Don't set no limits. Limitation of yourself is your own harshest critic. Don't fall for the gimmick. Some people peddle motivation, then they prey upon the timid. They shower you with it. Nothing wrong with a compliment or a positive image. What happens when it's gone? Will you fall and diminish? Can you maintain it yourself without the props that they dish it?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Iz, and this is Visual Media. I normally have a co-host, but alas, today I do not have a co-host. It's nearing the end of the semester at UBC, and yet here we are in the station. It's very lovely out. I'm looking outside, and there's a million people out in the grass, in the dandelions. It's wonderful. I do have to write papers, but it is what it is. Anyway, we're going to start off with some Jules